Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What a wonderful day. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Yes, guess what? We're on another day of the turnaround. And as you can see the title, it says, who are you fighting? From a natural fight to a spiritual fight. God was, really drilling that one home this morning. It was like, and constantly, it's who are you fighting, Gerald? Do you know who your enemy is? Know who you're fighting. If you've ever been in a place where you find yourself struggling, constantly fighting, seem like you're fighting the same fight over and over and over. Especially when you're dealing with your spouse or someone of that nature, that you find yourself fighting a fight that you're trying to fight this thing a natural way. You're fighting against the wrong thing. You're fighting against the wrong person. Sometimes God was showing me, you know, I was fighting against Yvette, and Yvette was fighting against spiritual stuff, but I'm fighting a natural fight. I'm fighting against her in a natural, and she's fighting my spiritual stuff. So here's the situation. You find yourself, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself in your flesh. And me, my person, when he's talking to me about me, who am I fighting? And he was like, why are you fighting Yvette? Yvette's only doing what I ask her to do. In my mind, no. I'm fighting her in a natural fight. I'm not fighting no spiritual fight. I'm not fighting against the things that are plaguing me, that are stopping me from, you know, from hearing what she's saying or understanding what she's saying. I wasn't fighting that fight. I was fighting a natural fight. It was like, you getting on my nerves, you know, I'm saying all of these things, and while I'm saying these things, the enemy is a legalist. And so he's using these words against me. Now I'm fighting word curses and not even paying attention to the things that I'm saying, the things that I'm doing, because I'm fighting a natural fight, and the enemy knows that this is a spiritual fight. And he said he's allowing me to use my feelings and my emotions by the words that I'm saying to entangle me. My mom used to tell me when I was a little, you know, growing up, young man, you know, Gerald, watch your words. Watch your words. I mean, she used to tell me that all the time. And a lot of those times where she was like, she knew she was catching me in lies or something. And she would say, you know, you have to be a man of your word. You have to watch your words. You can't just be saying anything just be saying anything. And then when I married Yvette used to always say, you know, Gerald, you need to watch your words. Your words are powerful. Your words mean something. Your words have some authority. And I'm fighting a natural fight because I'm in my flesh. I'm in my emotions. I'm in my feelings. And that's where the enemy tries to keep us in that place. And so we'll forget, because we do know that this is a spiritual fight. We know this is a spiritual fight. Some of us know that it's a spiritual fight. If you understand spiritual warfare, if you like reading the Bible and understanding that the scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, you know, ruling spirits, authority and powers in dark places. There's a levels that you're fighting. And sometimes you don't even know you're fighting it. You think that you're looking at a situation and you're looking at a circumstance and you're looking at the words that are being said, and then you actually start responding out of an emotional place. And then the fight becomes a natural fight, and it's an argumentative fight. And as you sing these words, the enemy is sitting there recording them and holding you bondage to them, because every time you say, you get on my nerves and you make me sick, you find every time something happens, you get upset real quick. Your attention span is short. Then all of a sudden now you find yourself in a sick place. Why? Because you've already said these things. You've said these things multiple times. And so you're actually word cursing yourself. So you're fighting, you're making your fight harder than what it really should be, because you're actually using the wrong vocabulary in the fight that you're having. And so when you're having these arguments, and you have to literally, because if you get in your emotions in your flesh, and just think about now, if you're that person that curse, and you just you this and you that, you did, you know, you just calling them all types of name and word cursing them, but you never go back and renounce those things. Those things are still, the devil still, he got those things sitting there recorded and like, I remember when you said this. I remember when you said this. So he's a legalist. He holds you bound to these things. And so God started telling me, he said, you remember some of the things that you said, you know, about Yvette. You said these things that you hate her, and I had to go back and renounce those things. I had to go back and correct those things. You know, sometimes I'm still correcting. If God bring back them, I remember something that I said, I go back to it. I say, babe, I'm sorry. Forgive me for saying this stuff. And she was like, but babe, I already forgive you. I'm at the 70 times seven. You know, I need you to be at the 70 times seven. I'm good. I'm okay with you. I just need you to know. And so she wasn't, and it's not odd, but it's God, and that she will understand that, because she had tapped into God. And yesterday we talked about our will versus God's will, or going in from our will to God's will, and her place of being in God's perfect will, or striving for God's perfect will, help her to understand that once again, she's not going to stand here and fight a natural fight. That's not going to happen. She understand that this is spiritual warfare, and that I got to fight this warfare that's coming against not Gerald, but he coming against his destiny and purpose. Listen, the enemy is trying to steal the things that God has given you, the plan that God has assigned to you. So that's what she was fighting for. That's why you're not fighting against the natural aspect of it. You're fighting in the spiritual aspect of it, because God has a plan and God has a destiny. God has a purpose for you. It was even set up before you was even born, and the enemy is trying to distract that, cut that off, stop that. He want to stop that plan so he can get, if he can get you to word curse yourself. Sometimes you're fighting things that you ain't even had nothing, you don't even know anything about. You're fighting word curses. You're fighting generational curses. You're fighting things that's happening in your bloodline. How many times you say it? Man, that's just the way I am. You know, that's not just the way you are. That's not it. The enemy has created you to think that way. What about the things that happening in your bloodline, like mine? You know, it was like, you know, how many people got high blood pressure in your family? Cholesterol problems in your family. You know, everybody in your family. That's a doggone curse, man. That's not something that you just, everybody got it, so we got, man, that's a lie. The devil is a liar. Everybody should in your family shouldn't have high blood pressure. Everybody in your family should. That's a curse. Anybody going to fight that word? Anybody going to fight that curse? Anybody going to fight that? Yes, we fight it in the natural because we eat properly. We do the right things. But anybody's going to renounce that, because that's what I am. Man. I'm like, dude, I'm not dying early. My mom died early. Not happening. I had an uncle that died early. Heart problems and all. No, that's not going to happen. Not going to have heart problems. So what? I'm going to have to eat right. I'm going to have to exercise. I'm going to have to do the right things. That's not going to be my testimony. I bind the spirit of Molech. I understand premature death. I understand the things that I have to fight in the spirit realm and not just in the natural. So this is not a natural fight. This is a spiritual fight. I want to live and not die. God says I should live and not die. He said that I should have life and it more abundantly. That's what I'm declaring, because I understand spiritual warfare. I understand that this ain't a natural fight. This is a spiritual fight, and I plan on winning not only in the natural, but I'm going to win in the spiritual realm. So I'm not going to use my words to curse me. I'm not going to use my words to curse my marriage. I'm not going to use my words to curse my finances, my children, or anything. So I was like, okay, God, like, I got you. I had to go back and renounce some things, because some stuff, some vows I had made, I had to go back and renounce the curses that my bloodline had, you know, they were operating in, the things that they were doing. I had to cancel that activity. Man, this morning was like, Jesus, I thought I was, you know, God said, I'm gonna bring all those things back. Those things that operate, that comes in your mind that I bring up, I'm gonna have you to come and get them. Because what happened is you get in a place where it sits in a dark place. It sits in a crevice, and it waits for the opportune time to pop up. No, I'm digging everything up. I'm digging everything deep. So he gave me some scriptures. He says, I want you to start out with Ephesians. I want you to start thinking about these scriptures. You know, I mentioned it earlier, Ephesians 6:2. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities and powers in dark places. There's levels, Gerald. There's levels in what you're fighting. It's where you are. It's higher you get, the closer you get to God, the more the higher the rankings of spiritual warfare you're going against. This is not a flesh and blood. This is not against your spouse. My fight wasn't against Yvette. My fight should have been against the enemy that was trying to take control of me, the enemy that was using me, the things that was operating in my bloodline, the things that was operating in my thinking, the things that had operated in my heart. That was the enemy, but I'm fighting my wife, and my wife is trying to help me. Because why? God was turning her into a helpmeet suitable to be able to help me to walk out and to be able to stay in my deliverance and stay in a place that'll cause us that it will say, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree? Then she was trying to help me get to that place. But I was fighting the wrong fight. I was fighting against her. I was fighting against God. Literally, I was fighting against God. This thing got kind of deep. It got kind of deep. And then it says, he says, Gerald, in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says, we live in this world. We do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. Now, if we sound like the world, I'm talking about in a fight or in an argument or whatever it is, if we're in that situation, because I'm gonna read further down in that scripture. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and read all the way down to it. It says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. They are divine power to demolish strongholds. Better catch that. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now, you sit in there, and I don't know about y'all, but me and my wife will get in an argument, and I sit there and I'll be boiling. Or she'll say something, I'll be boiling. I'm not controlling my thoughts. When I can control my thoughts, that stuff get into my heart. When it get into my heart, then all of a sudden, I'm going to say it, or I'm going to act it out. And it's going to be that problem. It's the same way it is with pornography. If that thing got, if I didn't cast down every thought, I ain't cast down those imaginations, I ain't cast down those things that instantly came to my mind, it would easily get into my heart, because it was a stronghold. And so we have to understand that if you are in a quarreling place, you always fighting, you always quarreling, you always arguing, that's a stronghold. That means at some point, and at some time, we got to cast down that thought. We got to cast that, because you're fighting the wrong fight. You're fighting against the wrong person. You're fighting against, it's not a flesh and blood fight. It's these thoughts that come into our mind. We got to fight them. It's these things that these strongholds that try to set up in our mind. We got to fight them. That stuff is sitting in your mind. That's not a natural. You're not boxing that. You're not wrestling that. You're not grabbing that. That stuff is in your mind. That is something that the enemy placed inside that just, okay, let me see if they're going to think about that. Let me see if this going to hurt their feelings. Let me see if this going to make them angry. Let me see if this going to upset them. And if they upset you quick enough, all of a sudden you done said something out your mouth that was inappropriate. Before you know it, you done gave a look that was disrespectful. Before you know, and I'm telling you, see, because you're fighting against a natural thing, because you're fighting against what you seeing. You're fighting against something that you're just looking at. Cause I see my situation, cause I see my spouse, cause I see this problem, I see this wayward child. I'm just going in. And here it is. When you get into your emotions and your feelings, your words, the words that you say, are they edifying? Are they building up? Are they out of love? Are they out of or are they tearing down? Are they hurtful? Mean? Spiteful, you know what I mean? Just think about it. Because when I was in that place, I was like, dang, all of this time, you know, it's not like I don't know these scriptures. It's not like I haven't read that scripture before. It's not like I haven't. I've read that scripture. And then God says, Gerald, now it's like when I got control of my mind, I got control of my emotions. I got control, because let me tell you something. I was a person that when my wife said something, like literally said something, I instantly got it, pull up my defenses. I instantly got offended. And so what she was saying wasn't even getting through because I had already put up a shield. I had to put up the walls. I had to put up the blockers. I had to put up the blinders. I wasn't hearing. I wasn't seeing. I wasn't feeling. I wasn't doing any of that. I had put that on. And that was my mechanism. But here it goes. The enemy started allowing me to use that. Why? Because he wanted to break up my communication with my wife. Now I'm sitting here fighting my wife. I'm fighting a fight, but I'm sitting here building something up. Now she's not fighting. She ain't fighting a natural fight. She was never fighting a natural fight. She was always trying. She was always fighting a spiritual fight. She understood because God was showing her what she was fighting. You're fighting against pride. You're fighting against entitlement. You're fighting a drug addiction. You're fighting against pornography. You know why he won't come to bed? Because he's fighting pornography. Go look at his phone. She'll come in. She'll wake up. Come in there. Let me see your phone. Does she want to see it? No. She's telling God, man, I don't want to get up and go see that. I already know. If you got to tell me what's going on, I already know. So why do I need to go? Because I need you to go and let him know that I know what he's doing. Man, and every time I knew that the God or the Holy Spirit had showed her or told her what I was doing and when I was doing it. And then when she came in and said, give me my phone, I'm automatically knew. And here I am. Now I'm offended that she's trying to take my phone and look at and see something. And I'm like, now it's going to make me lie. I ain't doing nothing. That's a lie. And I'm actually doing something. Once again, this is not a flesh and blood fight. I'm fighting something that was stronger than me. I was fighting a stronghold. My flesh was a stronghold. My flesh had me bound. My flesh had me locked in. My flesh had me in a place where I couldn't even think straight. My flesh had me in a place that I couldn't. And I'm telling you, and let me tell you, because my flesh was so strong and my mind was so weak that I was just falling into the enemy's plan. I was falling into his trap. The further I got into it, the more she had to fight. She had to fight a spiritual fight. Now she's fighting other things. Now she's fighting a lying spirit. She's fighting pornography. She's fighting perversion. She's fighting all of these. She ain't even have these things. These things ain't got nothing to do with her. But she's fighting them because she's connected to me. So now I brought the things that's in my life. Not only she had to fight her stuff, but now she's fighting the things that I brought to the table. And I'm not even fighting my own fight. I'm fighting my wife, and I ain't even fighting against the thing that is trying to kill me. I'm not even fighting the thing that is trying to destroy me. I'm not even fighting. I'm not even fighting the drugs. I'm not even fighting them. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm straight. Everything is all right with me. It's all right with me. In my mind, I'm saying that. But my wife is looking at me like, babe, you dying. Babe, you're struggling. Babe, can you see it? No, I can't see it. The enemy had done closed my eyes. So I can't see who I'm fighting. Only I know I see her and I'm just fighting her. And he got me just fighting her on every hand, fighting her on every moment. And when I got tired of fighting, I ran. And that's good. The devil said, oh, I got him now. Now he done left. So now I'm gonna frustrate her because now she can't see him. Now she can't lay hands on him. Now she can't do that. See, that's what he was thinking. That's what he was thinking. But she understood this is not a natural fight. He don't have to stand beside me. He don't have to be right beside me. I can put some oil on a pillow and prophesy over a pillow. I can put some oil on his clothes and declare over his clothes. I can put some oil in his shoes and make sure that every step that he steps is a righteous step. I can put some oil on his hat. And every time he put his hats on, he'll make godly decisions. Y'all better catch this thing because she understand this is not a natural fight. This is a spiritual fight. I'm sitting over here fighting a natural fight. So God had to change my perspective. Once he starts delivering me, once he starts removing the scales off of my eyes, once I got the strength to start saying, okay, God, I want your perfect will. As I start tapping into God's perfect will with the help of my wife, as she's over here praying, as she's over here battling the demonic principalities that is trying to take over my life, that has been operating in my bloodline, that's been operating in my DNA. That thing had to be cut. That thing had to be severed. That thing had to be removed as far as the east is from the west. And so she's over here battling a spiritual fight, and I'm over here battling a natural fight. I can't even stop smoking. I can't even stop drinking. I can't even stop lying. I can't even stop looking at pornography. I'm trying to fight a physical fight, and not understanding that the enemy has done he has took over my mind. He had taken over my feeling, my heart. He got into my heart. He has taken over my whole being, and I'm looking at myself. Literally looking at myself deteriorate, looking at myself go down the wrong road. Man, this ain't no joke. Gotta understand what you're fighting. Understand who you're fighting. Who are you fighting? Are you fighting against God? Are you fighting against what he's asking? Are you fighting against who he's called for you to be? Are you fighting your spouse? Or are you fighting the enemy? Are you fighting the enemy? Because this is not a flesh and blood fight. This is not a flesh and blood fight. It is not. It is not. It says be in this world, but we're in this world, but not of this world. That means we're operating in a spiritual place, a spiritual being. We are spiritual beings living in a fleshly body. And if that, I couldn't understand, man, I wasn't in that place. My wife, she had to figure that thing out. Because she spent so much time with God. She started communing with God. Her relationship with God was at another place. She was desiring God's perfect will. So God was giving her special instructions. He was giving her supernatural strength to make it through a hard time, a hard place. She was asking God for the wisdom and the right words to speak. When do I need to call him? When do I need to text him? When do I need to go by and ask him, can I see him? When can I do this? When can I do that? She was literally asking for day-to-day instructions. She didn't try to do this thing in her own because she understood that if I did it in my own, that means I'm getting ready to fight a flesh and blood situation. I'm fighting against principalities here. This boy here, this man here got a call on his life. This man here got a mandate on his life. So yes, what you're fighting against, this thing try to kill me at birth. So she's battling something that try to kill me at birth. She's battling something that's been in my DNA for a long time. She's battling something that's been in my bloodline. She can't fight a natural fight. You better realize what you're fighting. So she understood that. She understood that better than I understood it. So I had to understand that. Listen. Here's your turnaround, Gerald. I'm going to renew your mind. I'm going to let you see again. I'm going to let you hear again. I'm going to let you love again. I'm going to let you stand again. I'm going to give you the strength to do this. But let me tell you something. You better understand what you're fighting. Because if you lose this battle, you lose this battle again. You lose this battle again. That's all it said. You can't lose this battle again. You can't. I've given you everything you need. I mean, like, literally everything. Everything. In Luke 10 and 19, it says, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm you, Jero. I started walking on that thing. Okay. Yeah, okay. Enemy, I can see now. I can see what I'm fighting. The enemy had me blind where I couldn't see what I was fighting. I can see what I'm fighting now. I understand what I'm fighting now. I understand I'm fighting that thing that used to happen, that was operating in my bloodline. I can see I'm fighting that thing that once terrorized my mother. I understand I'm fighting these things that used to come against, you know, my household that's been coming against me. I can see it now. I'm not looking at my wife like my wife is the problem. She ain't the problem. She was always been the solution to my problems. She was always been the help to my problem. She was sent to help me. She was sent to be suitable for me. That's what she was designed for. She was created for. I'm telling you, my wife was created for me and me only. That's why when I saw her, I said I was gonna marry her. That's why when I saw her, I chased her everywhere, all where. I didn't care what nobody said. I didn't even understand why I was doing that. I'd never done that before until I met her, and I ain't want anybody but her. I ain't want to talk to anybody, any female that said something to me. It was irrelevant. I don't understand what you're talking about. You speaking a whole nother language. I only understand Yvette language. That's it. I don't understand. The only voice I want to hear is Yvette's voice. And let me tell you something. Be in that place. Now, remind you, you heard what I just said. And now that I'm married and I'm going through the situation, that very voice that I said, that only voice that I wanted to hear besides her and God, now I don't even want to hear neither one of them. Who am I fighting? Who am I fighting? The very thing that I love to hear. God tell me who I am when I was younger, that, you know, you're going to live and not die, because the enemy always told me that you wasn't going to make it. You're not going to make it. I'm going to cut your life off early. You're going to die early. He used to say that all the time. And each year that I have a birthday, I'm like, thank you, God, for another birthday. Thank you, God, for longer life. I thank you, God, that I'm going to live and not die. I mean, I used to say that. I don't even know. Didn't even know why I was saying it. But because the enemy used to tell me I wasn't going to make it. Every year, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to. I told my wife that just, you know, the other day. You know, the enemy used to always tell me I wasn't going to make it, babe. He used to always tell me that I wasn't going to live long, that I wasn't going to have a long life. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at my mom passed away. Let me tell you, you're talking about trauma? You're talking about trauma? My mom passed away in her 50s? I'm like, hold up, yo. The enemy used to tell me I wasn't going to make it. And so my mom passed away, and it was a traumatic thing for me. I mean, it was really traumatic. So once again, now the enemy is setting shop up in my head. That put me in a place of depression. When my mama left, when my mama was gone, I'm talking about I felt like I was the responsibility for that. It was so much things that were going on in my head that I didn't even know if I was going to make it, or that it was, that put me into the darkest place of my life, because I didn't understand how I was going to make it. How I was going to make it? Because I got a phone call the morning before, and then a couple of hours later, I got another phone call saying my mom is no longer here. Y'all don't even understand where I went. And I was depressed. And I was in a bad place. Man, that sucked. That was a sucky place. On top of it, then my grandmother passed away. The person that I'm talking about, the two people that one birthed me and I lived with a little bit. And then the other one I lived with that I literally called mom. You know, both of them gone. Then my uncle gone. Then my grandfather. I'm talking about like bam, 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 bam. And the enemy had me thinking, you next. Hey, you next. You sitting in this funeral. You next. My heart used to feel like it was about to jump out. I mean, like jump out of my skin. And I couldn't even think right. And it was like, okay, I couldn't even talk to Yvette. I was just in a bad place. I was in a bad place. Everything she said, everything she did, I just looked at it differently. I responded to it differently. I was angry. I was mad. I was frustrated. I was disappointed. I was just fighting her on every hand. I just started spiraling out of control. Spiraling out. I got worse and worse and worse. Every one of them passed, I got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I was like, am I going to ever come out of this? Am I ever going to have the ability to come out of a situation that I'm in? Because I didn't know how to fight this fight. The enemy was literally rehearsing my death. He was trying to rehearse it. And then I'm like, at some point in some time, you know, now I'm legal. Like, I'm giving him a legal access to it. I was giving him a legal access to it. Even with the actions that I was doing on the drugs, on all the stuff that I was doing, I was giving them legal access to going ahead and taking me out the game. But let me tell you something. Whew. My wife understood what she was fighting. It took a minute, but she figured out what she was fighting. The spirits that she had to fight. And she was having me to recognize the spirits that I was fighting. Because when it was a time to come back, it was a time to recognize the fighting. Because God started changing things. He started changing things. When I got back, it was like, okay, now you're back in the same, yeah, in the house together. Now understand that there's power. I put power into both of you. That there's a greater power in your union. There's greater power in two becoming one. There's greater power. The one thing the enemy tried to separate, the one thing the enemy tried to divide, the one thing that God has ordained and called so, the enemy tried to divide it and break it, because the power and the authority that cause one sins 1,000 and two sins 10,000. I'm trying to tell you that what the enemy tried to, I mean, he was doing a good job for a very long time of separating us. But when God brought this thing back together, when God started opening, gave me an opportunity to open my eyes and see what was happening to me. I'm talking about see in the natural and see in the spirit realm, the things that I was fighting addictions, fighting the appetites that, you know, the entitlement, the pride, you know, the envy, the jealousy, you know, the perversion, all of those things that operated in a deeper place in me. I had to get them up. I had to get delivered. I had to uproot those things, but I wasn't strong enough to actually do it by myself. So as I came back home, my wife was there to help me to fight. She wasn't there to remind me and rehearse over all those things. Because as you start talking about, let me tell you something. When you're in a conversation and you're talking about, you know, this, your hurt, the things that have happened to you and all of it, and you still hurt, the conversation goes left very quickly, because the person that did the hurt is already in shame. They're already in brokenness. They're already in. If you hadn't asked God, okay, when is a good time for us to have this conversation? Or are you just having the conversation because you feel like it's a good time? And so I need you to understand how I feel. And so once again, now you're fighting a natural fight and not a spiritual fight. Because if you understood what you was getting ready to do, you was getting ready to bring back a spirit of offense. You was getting ready to bring back a spirit of shame. You was getting ready to bring back all of these things. So God systematically had her to understand when to talk to me, how to talk to me, what words to say to me. Because she had literally had to speak another language and feel another type. She had to really and truly sacrifice the way she feel, the what she thought, the way she lived, everything about it, to be able to bring me out of a place of death and destruction, to help me to be able to see that she's not that I'm not fighting this together. She used to always tell me, Gerald, I'll fight with you, baby. I'm here to fight with you. I'll fight with you. I go all the way with you, Gerald. I'm not going to leave you. Like God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's where she was. I ain't going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be right here with you. But you got to fight too. I can't fight this war by myself. I'm not strong enough to fight this war by myself. I was allowing her to get beat up because she was trying to fight this war by herself. But God says, baby, daughter, I got you. I got you. I got you until he gets in his rightful place. I got you. You won't lose nothing. You won't lose no strength. You won't lose your job. You won't lose your life. You won't lose your house. You won't lose anything. In the midst of all of this stuff, she was gaining. She was gaining strength. She was gaining wisdom. She was gaining understanding. She was gaining in her job. She was gaining in everything that God placed in front of her while I was in my midst. And so when I got back into it, he's like, okay, now it's back to the place where the original plan. Now I needed to go from this place to another place. And so now that's where we are. It's like, okay, I need you to know, Gerald, that in Romans 8 and 37, it says you're more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. There's absolutely nothing that God has put inside of me that I can't conquer. I conquered the perversion. I conquered the lying. I conquered the drugs. I conquered the alcohol. I conquered all. I mean, I'm talking about all of these things, you know, that I had the fears, the trauma, the suicide, the death, the molestation, all of these things. You know, I'm conquering. That thing is under my feet because he said he gives, I can trample on these things. I can step on these things. He says, and he gave me power over all the enemy and nothing will hurt me. So I ain't even worried about it. I don't have no fear anymore. I know what I'm fighting. I know who I'm fighting. And so now that I know who I'm fighting, now you in trouble because I know who I'm fighting. Before, I was fighting the wrong fight, but now I'm fighting the right fight. And let me tell you something. I'm fighting the right fight with my partner, with my wife, with the one that is helped me suitable. In a right place. Let me tell you something. Once you know who you're fighting and you know what you're fighting and why you're fighting, that's that place of I'm more than a conqueror. That's that place that nothing will harm or hurt you. When you know who you're fighting and you know what you're fighting and you are in the right place to fight. Because if you ain't in the right place to fight and you don't know who you're fighting, you sitting there hitting aimlessly. You just throwing punches and you don't even see anybody. You like shadow boxing and you ain't hitting absolutely nothing. Nothing. So watch who you're fighting. So you find yourself in an argument. You find yourself in a stressful place. You find yourself getting aggravated. You know, look, find the enemy in it. Find the enemy. And attack the enemy. Watch your words. Don't allow your words to entangle you. Don't allow your words to have you entangled in something that you're not even paying attention to, because you're fighting this in a natural mindset. You're fighting this out of your flesh. But God said this is not against flesh and blood. And understand that your fight is not against flesh and blood. You're not fighting like the world fights. You're not going to fight this thing like in the mindset of how the world does it. We're not. That's not us. That's not us. So we're not going to operate like that. So I pray that your mind has changed, that your mind has turned around. I say, Father, that the turnaround is happening now in regards, Father God, to the fight now. In the name of Jesus, they're no longer fighting their spouses. They're no longer fighting themselves, Father God. But Father, they're no longer fighting you. But Father God, they're fighting the enemy that has been set up, Father God, through the words, Father God, through the word curses. They're fighting word curses now. I counsel every word curse, every negative word that came out of their mouths. We renounce them now in the name of Jesus. We renounce every vow that was said, Father God, from their forefathers, their mothers and fathers, Father God, things that they have said about them, that they will never be good. They will always be this or always be that. That was contrary to the will of God. Everything that was against your will and your way, Father, we renounce it, Father. Matter of fact, we ask for forgiveness for anything that we have said, done, or thought wrong. Any disobedient act that was against your will, your word, and against anything that you have. Father, anything, Father, we ask to be forgiven now in the name of Jesus, Father. And we forgive others, Father, now in the name of Jesus, Father. We renounce it, Father God. We sever the ties of every soul tie that connects us to it, holds us to it, Father God. Every lie that we have told, Father God, we renounce it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we disconnect, Father God, from anything, any legal ties, Father God, to Satan now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anything that he's had legal ties to our bloodline, to our DNA, Father. We cut them off now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cut off all things that are caused us to be fighting a bad fight, Father God. That is everything that has caused our marriages to be in dysfunction. Father, that we've got generational curses of dysfunction. We got argumenting spirits in marriages. Father, we cancel it now. We renounce it. Father, we say that this will not be in our marriage. It will not be upon my children now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are the generational curse breakers. And Father God, we speak these things into existence. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, yes, Lord, I thank you. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, you know, those same, you know, you say, you speak these things into it. You call those things that be not as though they were. And so when you get in an argument and you saying all of these words, you don't think that works the same way? You don't think it works the same way? I'm like, wow, I just caught that. It's like if you're saying, you know, I'm calling those things that be not as though they were, but in a heated conversation or whatever, you using those that same language, you using those same words to actually bring forth a curse. So if you got to watch what you're saying. We got to be mindful of the words that we're saying. So Father, I thank you that the words that we say, Father, the words that we say will be edifying. Even Father God, when situations come about, Father God, we'll find the peace of God. We will find the words of God. We will find the encouragement of God. We will find the strength of God in this time of trouble. Father, you say that you, as when we are weak, you are strong. Father, you give us the strength that we need to stand firm in the midst of a storm, in the midst of an argument, Father God, that we will show you, that we will have your peace, that we will have your words to say, Father God, that will bring forth a new light on the life, on new life, Father God, on the words that we're saying now, in the name of Jesus, Father. We're no longer fighting against flesh and blood. No longer are we fighting against our spouse. No longer are we fighting against our children. No longer are we fighting against our bloodline. But Father God, we cancel the activities, the demonic plot plans and ploys, the demonic traps and snares that have been set up against us. We fight against the enemy, Father God, that everything that he's put in front of us, Father God, we pull it down now. We come against every thought, every vain imagination that comes to our mind, Father God. We pull it down now in the name of Jesus, Father. We pull up anything that is ungodly and unholy that has entered our heart. We pull it up and pull it out now in the name of Jesus. Anything that has tried to contaminate our soul, that has tried to attach itself to our soul, Father God, we say deliver our soul, deliver our voice, deliver our eyes, deliver our ears, deliver our mouth, deliver our five senses, deliver us, Father God, from the hands of the enemy. Father, no longer are we operating, Father God, with a carnal mindset. We're no longer operating in worldly mind and in a worldly activity, Father God. You said that we are in this world, but not of this world. Father, we operate in a spiritual mindset. We say that we battle in the spirit realm. We say that we understand spiritual warfare, Father God, and that you have given us the ability to tread upon and stomp on serpents and scorpions, and not anything will not hurt us. Father, we say that the enemy is under our feet. Father, we say that the enemy has been exposed today, Father God. I see the enemy for what it is. The enemy is not my husband. The enemy is not my wife. The enemy is not my children, but Father God, that spirit that tries to operate in them has been cast out. I cancel it now. I see you and I bind you now. I bind you out of my bloodline. I bind you out of my mind. I bind you out of my house. I bind you off of my kids. I disconnect every ungodly thought, plan, plot, and every worldly influence that comes through radio, television, media, social media, now in the name of Jesus. Father, I say that the blood of Jesus has cleansed my bloodline, now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I think I forgive my forefathers for the vows that they have said. Father, we renounce sins known and unknown, vows known and unknown, that they have said, that they have committed my bloodline to. Father God, we renounce them now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, I speak liberty over my bloodline, liberty over the people, Father God, your sons and daughters now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father, that you're giving them the strength to fight. You're giving them the wisdom to fight. I thank you, Father God, they're operating in a spiritual mindset. They're fighting in a spiritual mindset, spiritual weapons, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the spiritual arsenal that you have given them, Father God. I thank you for the declarations. I thank you for the prayers. I thank you, Father God, for the partnering up now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you what you're doing, Father. I thank you that you're cleansing the minds and the hearts, Father God, of your sons and daughters, Father God, and you're exposing the enemy, Father. Oh, I thank you that the sons and daughters are rising up. Oh, I thank you they're rising up and they're taking back, Father God, everything that the enemy has stolen. They're taking back, Father God, their joy. They're taking back their peace. They're taking back their families. They're taking back their marriages. They're taking back their finances. Father God, they're coming against poverty. They're coming against lack. They're coming against not enough. Father God, and they're decreeing and declaring that they will be prosperous coming in and going out. Father God, that their bank accounts will be full. Their barns will be full. Father God, that they will have plenty. They will operate in the spirit of overflow. I speak an overflow on them. Father God, turn around that lack and bring it into prosperity now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I say that the health is prosperous. Everything that the enemy tried to kill them with, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're turning around. I thank you for every bad report being turned around into a good report. Now in the name of Jesus, every bad doctor's report, Father God, I thank you that it's being turned around. I thank you that you're baffling the doctors. I thank you, Father God, that you're healing cancer. You're healing arthritis. You're healing multiple sclerosis. You're healing, Father God, every disease, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, you're healing blindness now. You're healing the deaf spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak a turnaround, Father God. Now the fight is on, Father God. I thank you for a fire, a boldness, Father God. I speak it that they're operating in a courageous spirit. They're operating, Father God, in a new mindset now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for the warriors rising up. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for the spiritual fight being on now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that the spiritual fight is on now in the name of Jesus. Oh, no longer are you sitting back and letting the enemy take advantage of you, sitting back and let the enemy take the things that brought you joy, that brought you happiness, taking your family, taking your children, taking your husband, taking your wife, taking your finances. No more. I say, arise, warriors, arise, bring back the fight. Bring back the fight. Know who you're fighting. Know what the enemy looks like. Know what the enemy sounds like. Know what the enemy smells like. Now, Father God, let their senses attack the enemy. Let their senses understand and know what the enemy is doing. No longer will they look at their spouses and say that and attack the spouse, but they will attack that spirit that is operating in now in the name of Jesus. Father God, it's a new fight. I speak a new strength to fight now. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you that they're coming to a new place, a new strength to fight, Father God. A new strength to fight, Father. You're pushing. They're pushing. We break off the limitations now in the name of Jesus. We break off that fatigue spirit that'll cause you to get weary and tired in the fight now in the name of Jesus. I share Kodobo Sanda. God, I hear God saying, I'm bringing you help. I'm bringing you help. I'm sending forth the angels. Call forth your angels. I say angels that are assigned to help me, that are assigned to assist me, that are assigned to minister to me, that are assigned to fight for me. I say angels that my warring angels go forth now in the name of Jesus. Oh, shit. I'm no longer fighting by myself, but Father God, you're sending forth my angels. I say angels, no longer are you sitting still. No longer are you not active, but I say activate the angels as I speak. My angels are descending and ascending according to the words that I speak. I say every ministering angel, every warring angel come forth now in the name of Jesus. I say every angel that is assigned to me, Father God, works for me, operates for me, fights for me, delivers me, ministers to me now in the name of Jesus. Father, when I'm weak, Father God, I know that I'm strong. I walk, operate in my mind in a strong place. My body's in a strong place. My heart is in a strong place. I speak these things now. No longer am I I'm fighting with my flesh, but I'm fighting against my flesh. My flesh is no longer my stronghold, but my flesh is my footstool. I step on my flesh. I crucify my flesh, Father God, because it was the thing that was my stronghold. No longer. I got the ability to fight it. I got the ability to stand against it. I have the ability to overcome it. I say I'm an overcomer. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I do see that you, Father, you are doing exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you right now. Oh, I thank you, Father. Oh, glory, glory, glory. The fight is on. The fight is on. Yes, the fight is on. But the fight is on. Enemy, you have been exposed. Enemy, you have been exposed. You no longer can sit in people's homes. You can no longer sit in the spot, sit around the spouses. No longer are you going to cause spouses to argue with each other. No longer are you going to cause a rift, cause an argument, cause a division in the family. No longer. We cancel that now. They're going to eyes can be able to see the enemy. See the enemy plain as clear. Father God, the enemy's voice will be loud. Father God, it'd be so loud that he can't even hide. He can't even be whispering now. Their ears are like, their ears are just a fine tune to your voice where you say, listen, that's the enemy. That's you telling them. That's the enemy. You tell them what enemy it is. That's the argumentative spirit. That's the anger spirit. You know, that's what you're fighting against. You're fighting against this habit. You're fighting against this drug. You're fighting against this alcohol. You're fighting against this perversion. You're fighting against this lust. You're fighting against all these. You fight a generational curse. You're fighting a bloodline curse because there's a different fight in the different things that you're dealing with. You better have a whole lot of strength when you're fighting these generational curses because what's linked with these curses is not just one thing. It's multiple things that are linked together. They'll make them strong because it's been in the bloodline for a long time. And so when you're battling something that's a bloodline curse, you got to understand you in a good fight. That means you got to have some energy. That means you got to have some endurance. That means you got to have some fire. That means you got to have some fight in you. You can't just punch something and think that it's going to knock it out. It's going to take some blows. It's going to take some rounds. It's going to take some fighting. It's going to take that thing. So as you fight it in the spirit realm, you got to come up with some strategies. God, what's the strategy to fight this generational curse? What's the strategy to fight this bloodline curse? What's the strategies to fight this thing that's been contaminating my spouse's mind? It's been contaminating my spouse's heart. I need to fight. I need to understand the strategies. I need to understand the wisdom, how to fight, how to speak, how to talk, Father God. I don't want to speak out of my emotions. I don't want to speak out of my feelings. I don't want to speak disrespectful. I don't want to speak, Father God, or have a disrespectful look on my face. I don't want that, Father. I want your will. I want your perfect will. So I need your instructions. I need your strength. I need everything that you have to fight this fight because I want to fight a fight of, I want to fight a good fight. I want to fight the fight of faith. I want to have what you said I can have. I want to fight the way you said I can fight. I want to do the things that you said I can do. I don't want anything less than that, God. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it your way. I want to fight your way. I want to speak your way. I want to hear your way. I want to see your way. I want to do it your way. Every way. All about you, God. All about you. All about you. All about you. I thank you for transforming my mind. I thank you for renewing my mind. I thank you for giving me a renewing a right spirit within me now. In the name of Jesus, that I can fight the right fight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father. Ooh, I thank you for changing families. I thank you for turning around families, turning around situations, Father God. I thank you for turning around the fight, Father. That they no longer are losers in their fight, Father, but they are winners now. They're more than overcomers, Father God. They're more than conquerors, Father God, in regards to their family, in regards to anything that God, that you have asked them to do, Father God, that they see victories, Father God, that they feel victories, that they feel like they're more than overcomers. They feel like they're conquerors, Father God. They feel like they have a winner's mentality, Father God. I speak that over them now in the name of Jesus, Father. You're turning around the loser mentality to the winner mentality. They're having more wins than they're having losses, Father God. And if they have a loss, Father God, they're understanding how they lost and what they need to do to win again, Father. But I'm giving them the ability to win again, giving them the ability to take back everything that was stolen from them. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, because this has been truly a turnaround day, a turnaround mindset, a turnaround heart. No longer am I losing the fight, but I'm winning. I'm a fighter and I'm winning. No longer. I'm fighting the right fight. I'm fighting the right fight. I'm fighting the right fight. You're fighting the right fight. You're not fighting against flesh and blood anymore. You're not fighting against your spouse. You're not fighting against your children. You're not fighting against your boss. You're not fighting against your neighbor. You're not fighting them. You're not fighting them. You're fighting against the assignment that's been assigned against you, against your family, against your bloodline, against your spouse's bloodline, against your children. That's what you're fighting against. It's not against you. It's not against them. That's what you're fighting against. So you're trying to win that. You're trying to take that back. You're taking that back. I say you're taking it back. Not trying. You're taking it back. And that means take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back by violence. Get mad at it. Get mad at the enemy. The enemy had us trapped and had us bamboozled and had us looking at stuff differently. Man, I'm mad. I don't know about you. Get mad. You get mad at your spouse real quick. You get mad at somebody if somebody did something wrong to you. Why you won't get mad at the enemy? The enemy been bamboozling us for a long time. Let's fight him. Let's link up and let's kick his butt. Let's kick his butt. Let's kick his butt. Man, bump him. He's stupid. He can't win. Only way he wins is we allow him to win. Them days are over. Those days are over. They're over. Enemy, your days are numbered, bro. You ain't winning no more. You're not gonna win in my household. I'm sorry. I don't know about y'all household, but I ain't letting him win in my household. I'm taking that challenge. Y'all do all of these challenges. Take that challenge. Don't allow the enemy to win in your home. No way. No place. He can't have nothing in your home. Take that challenge. We quick to put a challenge on the Facebook, but let's take that challenge. Cause I'm taking it. I'm mad. I don't know, but I'm mad. I'm mad. And I understand God. That's where he wanted me to be. I have to go to another level. And, you know, I've been, you know, not good, but like, you know, I'm like up and down with it. But now I'm at a place where now I'm mad because I see him better. I see what he's been doing systematically. I've been seeing what he's been doing, how he's been sneaking his way in by words, man. You think about your words. You think about some of the stuff that you said, how the enemy is, because he's a legalist. He's only going to use what you say. So if you said something negative, if you open something up negative, then yeah, that's how he's going to get in. And if he gets in, all he needs is a foothold. All he needs is a crack. And if he gets in, then he's in. Man, let's close up all of our breaches. Let's ask God, where's there a breach in my marriage? Where's there a breach in my life? Where's there a breach in my blood? Where's there a breach? Let's close all of the breaches. Let's cancel them now. And let's win, man. Let's fight. Fight for your family. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your life. Fight for your life. Man, these days are over, man. That day is over. Hey, Jesse, man, I pray for you, man. You're going to be good, bro. Just turn around, man. Don't even stress that. You good. You good. The blood of Jesus is all over you. All over you. As soon as I saw it, I went to praying for it. Yeah, we fighting. This is a fight. Keep fighting, man. Fight. 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 It's a fight, man. This is a spiritual fight. This is not a fleshly fight. Get out your flesh. Get out your emotions. Get out your feeling. Know what the enemy trying to do. The enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy your destiny and your purpose. If he can kill any of that stuff, he can shut down many people that's supposed to be hearing your testimony, that you're supposed to minister to, that you're supposed to talk to, that people are supposed to be seeing you and seeing God. Man, that's all he's trying to do is jack up your influence, jack up your character, jack up your personality. And so nobody won't follow you. Nobody won't think about you. When they see you, they won't see God. That God is trying to, every person that is saying that they are a son and daughter of God, that they operating in God's will, that have committed their lives to God and said that God is their personal savior, that you are a disciple of God, then the objective is, the enemy's objective is to discredit that. That's all he's trying to do, discredit that. Discredit you as a person. And if he could discredit you as a person, he'll discredit your marriage because you are functioning something totally different. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. That was my life. I mean, in the church in discredit, I was a hypocrite. I was all of that stuff. You know, living in the church and still doing worldly stuff. Living in the church, living a crazy life. Living in the church, just doing stupid stuff. Trying to live in a gray area. Trying to be lukewarm. God, spitting that stuff out. Trying to straddle the fence, and God, I was just killing myself. Man, I was fighting the wrong fight. I was fighting against God and fighting against my wife and fighting against my calling, and I was choosing something else, and I wasn't fighting myself. I wasn't fighting those spirits that tried to kill me. I wasn't fighting the spirits that had me bound. I wasn't fighting them. So now I'm in a place where I can fight. So I'm asking you to fight. Fight for your spouse. Fight against the enemy that is trying to destroy him or destroy her or destroy your children or destroy your finances or destroy your joy, your peace, your happiness. Man, get mad and fight. Get mad and fight. Today is that day that you turn around your fight. You ain't fighting against your spouse. You ain't fighting against, you know, you ain't fighting against flesh and blood, but you're fighting against those principalities. You're fighting against them ruling spirits, the powers in high places. That's what we're fighting. So let's gird up and get our fight on. All right. I ain't going to be long. I just wanted to pop on. I'm Gerald of Gerald and Yvette Gym Ministries. You can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. Listen, I pray that these turnarounds bless you, because they truly bless me when I'm able to talk to you guys about this. This is really something that is dear to my heart that God has asked me to do. And I don't take it lightly, because I do understand spiritual warfare, that when I walk off, when I click this button and it says finish and I post it, I understand what the enemy wants to do, not only to me, but wants to do to you, because he comes to kill, come to take, steal the word out of your heart. So if this prayer hits your heart and you make a decision that I'm going to fight, you understand that the enemy is coming. He's going to give you an opportunity to see if you're going to really fight. So let's fight. Let's gird ourselves up and fight. Let's fight the good fight of faith. And so let's build our faith in what we're doing and build our hope again, and start believing that what God has said, who you are, and what you can do. And I believe it with you. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me. Remember, God loves you. And this is the turnaround. Be blessed.